Miami, Florida. 2,000 square miles from South Beach to the Everglades swamps. Millions of creatures from chihuahuas to alligators, but just one animal services unit dedicated to animal emergencies. A team of 20 animal control officers respond to over 150 calls per day. From abandoned pigs to pythons on the loose. From dogs in distress to cats in the wild. When duty calls, the ACOs are ready for action. It's the start of another day at the Animal Services Unit, and the phone lines are already buzzing.
Mighty Police Animal Services.
One of the first calls is to animal cruelty investigator Sergio Tortoriello.
ACO 611.
Kiosk cut.
Holding a cruelty call, can you copy?
Officer Tortoriello, known as Tort, is on his way to Southwest Miami to investigate a disturbing report.
My dispatcher just gave me a complaint about a dog, a Doberman-type dog, being emaciated. We're going to go take a look, see if that's the case.
Every year, the ASU deals with over 1,500 cases of animal cruelty. It's a serious offense, and the penalties are stiff. A maximum fine of $5,000 and up to 5 years in jail.
It's not very common, but it is more common than I wish it would be. There's just a lot of people that don't realize that their animals need more care than they give them. You know, a lot of times they leave for a day at a time or 2 days, and they don't leave enough food for them. And it's like how would they like to go without a day or two without eating?
Officer Tortoriello is surprised to find himself in an affluent neighborhood where the price of dog food should be no problem. The owner doesn't seem to be at home, but as long as Tort doesn't force entry into the premises, he's allowed to check on the dog.
What are you doing, Hush?
The gate is unlocked, but Tort is appalled at what he finds.
Damn it. Danny, I want to see if you got food and stuff back here. Come here. Where's your food at?
There's no sign of any food, and the only available drink is the rancid water in the swimming pool.
See how the hips are so pronounced? Yeah, look how thin he is. I mean, there's nothing here. I mean, he should be probably at least 2 to 3 inches on either side, fatter. You shouldn't really see these bones here. I mean, on Dobermans, they're naturally thin dogs, but not like this.
I could barely recognize him as a Doberman. Healthy dog, so friendly. It's a shame.
This is a clear case of neglect, and Tort collects the photographic evidence he'll need to secure a prosecution.
It's just uncalled for the dog to be in this condition in a neighborhood like this. I mean, here the guy could go buy $4 or $5 packs of cigarettes, and he can't take his dog to get examined by a vet or provide him adequate food.
Tort is desperate to rescue the dog, but until the owner returns, all he can do is get him some food.
Come on, you hungry?
Damn, boy.
Probably thinking that might be the last meal he gets. I guess that's what it all boils down to in the dog world, though. What kind of owner you get.
While the dog eats, Tort continues his inspection. He soon discovers evidence of the desperate measures the dog has been driven to in order to survive.
Looks like the dog's so hungry that he's eaten the seeds off this palm tree. And they're really not fruit, because if you look over here, they're inside defecation. So that's what he's eating. He's defecating the seeds from the palm trees. He's drinking that green water. He's not being cared for here. I mean, this guy, I don't know what he's doing. I guess he's trying to kill the dog.
The law doesn't allow Tort to remove the Doberman without the owner's consent. So Tort will return later to confront the owner. Now he's back, and the owner's truck is parked in the driveway. Officer Tortoriello wants to confront him.
Hello, anybody home?
There's nothing he can do to help the dog if the owner doesn't answer the door.
That's Kissel. Give me a 15. I need an incident report, reference cruelty. This guy, probably in the house and he's not answering.
With no response from the owner, Tort has called for police backup.
175 Northwest 109.
Hey, what's happening, guy?
With their help, the owner can be arrested, but only if he comes to the door. Tort is hoping that a show of strength will encourage the owner to appear. There's still no response, so Tort decides to show the police officers the evidence.
And we're such a friendly dog, too, man. So there was no food. I mean, that's how I found that there's nothing for the guy.
I have never seen a dog as skinny as that one, including the dogs that we see on the streets every day. Never. There's no excuse for the dog to be in that condition.
No, but this guy needs to feel some pain.
As the owner has failed to appear, the police officers decide to leave. But Tort issues 2 citations for animal cruelty.
Unreal.
Each citation carries a $500 fine. Officer Tortoriello will return again later to arrest the owner. Now ASU officers have set up a nighttime stakeout of the premises. Officer Tortoriello is determined to get his man.
He's been getting up early, leaving early, and coming home real late. So we're going to play his game. It's probably around a little after 4:30 in the morning. That way we could wait for him to come out of his residence early, and we'll get him then.
Heading the operation is Sergeant Charlie Day, who has legal powers of arrest.
Yeah, good morning, Sarge.
Good morning.
It's awful early. Yeah, really, it's too early.
We'll see if we can either get him to surrender the animal, and if not, we'll probably wind up just taking it from him. I'll just pull up on him with the marked unit.
So he kind of knows what's going on, I think.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. I'll deal with that, because if he runs either way, I got my running shoes on.
The ASU officers sit it out and wait for the owner to show. At last, the dog owner is spotted.
Right, that's our guy. Let's go.
The officers close in to make the arrest.
Come here a minute.
You have your ID with you? Got any weapons on you?
No, sir.
How come you haven't been taking care of the animal like you should have?
I've been doing the best I can with him. He's been sick.
What do you mean he's been sick? Has he been to the vet?
He has not been to the vet. I was planning on taking him yesterday, and I couldn't do it. I had a problem with work that I couldn't leave.
Okay, he didn't get that way overnight.
The malnourished Doberman, called Champ, is now in the safe hands of Officer Tortoriello.
Do me a favor. Put your hands behind your back for him.
The owner is arrested and charged with an animal cruelty misdemeanor.
I'm not going to charge you with a felony cruelty case, but it's close to it, because if the dog would have died, it would have been that. Kisso, he's in custody.
If found guilty, the owner faces a maximum penalty of a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. But things are looking up for Champ.
We're going to take him into the vet, to our vet, the county vet, have him examined. And then I'm going to try to foster him out to one of the rescue groups out here in the meantime. And just try to get him back in better condition. And hopefully they'll be able to find him a home for me. We've got to go through the courts to get custody of the animal, too, so. Easy, please. He definitely has a brighter future now.
The future for Champ's owner is far less certain.
He's being charged with animal cruelty, but because he does have a residence here, he has family here, he has everything else that he needs. He just needs to get right back on track.
Sergeant Day is releasing the owner, who signs a form promising that he will attend court when his case comes up. The owner also agrees to sign Champ over to the Animal Services Unit.
If you want to give me a call, we'll tell you what's going on with him and stuff like that.
Champ is in safe hands at last, but the ASU need to check his health before he can go to a new home.
Good boy. What do you think he should weigh, Doc? Probably about 80 pounds? 75 70, at least?
75, yeah. At least.
So he's probably at least about 15 pounds underweight?
Yep.
You know what he was eating? The coconut seeds off the tree.
Apart from being very underweight, Champ is in reasonably good health and can go to a new owner as soon as one can be found. A television crew has dropped by to record an adoption appeal for a local TV station.
Champ has undergone a battery of tests and treatments and can be adopted out as soon as today. If you think you can provide him a home, you can call the Animal Services Unit of the Miami-Dade Police Department.
It's the next morning, and already there's some good news for Champ.
All right, Champ, we found you a good home.
Bobby and David Zoberg have heard about his story, and they're anxious to adopt Champ.
The minute I saw him, I knew that he was the one dog that was for me.
Look, there's your new owners, Champ.
I knew he needed me, and I wanted to right a wrong.
Hi, boy.
Hey, how you all
Hi,
doing?
Champ.
Hi, how are you?
Sir, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for helping him out. I mean, he definitely deserves a good home, and I know you guys are going to be able to give it to him.
Thank you so much.
He's definitely going to be a lot better off than he was before. And he is such a sweet dog.
He's a nice animal.
He's still wagging his tail. I mean,
it's
if
amazing.
I was a dog, I don't know, I'd bite the first person that came up to me, but no, he's not like
you
that. He's a good
too.
Boy. Take care, okay? I'm really happy about the outcome here. Now Champ's going to get a good home, the home he deserves. These people obviously seem to care. They got a nice house, and they got a good job, and I know he's going to get the proper care that he should have been getting all along.
Over in South Miami, Officer Kathy Labrada has just started her shift. She's responding to a slightly unusual call.
I've just received a call about a goat running loose behind a supermarket. It's a business area. There aren't any farms. It just seems a really strange place for a goat to have gotten lost. better safe than sorry. Uh-oh. I hope he's friendly. He's wearing a package. I don't know what to make of this. I'm not sure what to make of the package.
The goat is attracting the curiosity of the supermarket delivery man.
We're trying to determine what that is tied around his neck and why.
None of them has any idea what the package might be, so Officer Labrada decides to radio for help.
I've located the goat. It's in a stairwell at the rear of the Winn-Dixie, but it has a package tied around its neck. I'm not quite sure what to do in this situation. It's about 13 inches long and maybe 4 or 5 inches around. Can you advise?
But the officers at the unit are just as puzzled, so backup is being sent.
I just don't know what to make of the package. In this day and age, you don't know. I don't... It could be a newspaper, but I just... It's odd that someone would go through the trouble of tying it around his neck and delivering him into an area like this. It's just odd. QSL, the goat's contained. He's at the top of a stairwell. He's not going anywhere.
Miami really is a melting pot of cultures, and some of the cultures that we have down here use goats and chickens and other animals in religious rituals.
She's come across similar bizarre cases in the past.
When I lived in Hialeah, we were digging up the grass because we were pouring concrete, and I found a glass jar with a pair of men's underwear, a lock of hair, a picture of a man, and maybe some beans or something. I'm from Maryland. We don't have that up there. And I was like, what is this? And Ralph's like, oh my God, put it down. Don't touch it. That's part of a witchcraft.
Officer Labrada suspects that the package around the goat's neck is part of a Santeria ritual. Santeria is a religious sect involving voodoo ceremonies. These sometimes include sacrificial offerings and the use of plants and oils. Police backups arrived, headed by Sergeant Charlie Day with Officer Fernando Casadevall.
We have to be really cautious here. It could be numerous different things. We do want to take precautions. We do want to be thinking of safety. But that's why I get paid a little bit more to take those risks and so I don't mind.
Sergeant Day puts aside any superstitions he may have and is brave enough to open the suspicious package.
That's the ritual I was talking about with the beans or seeds. Yeah. It's like a Santeria ritual.
Right. This is like a Santeria.
Officer Labrada's hunch is confirmed.
Chicken feathers, some type of leaves, and you just had different types of beans. I guess it's supposed to get away evil spirits or bring evil spirits, whatever they think it'll do.
It remains unclear how the goat ended up behind a supermarket, but what is certain is that it's had a very fortunate escape.
All right. The ramp is a success.
Everybody got lucky he was going to be sacrificed tonight.
The goat will be taken back to the ASU, where he'll be found a new home. Across town in the Naranja district of South Dade, there's been a report of a large and dangerous gator living in a lake behind a shopping center. Some homeless people who live on the banks of the lake have been treating it like a pet.
Where you at, big boy?
But at 12 feet or more, the gator is a threat to those who use the lake for fishing or swimming. When the ASU receives cases involving exotic animals, they call in experts like commercial gator trapper Todd Hardwick.
We've actually were told the other day that this alligator had come up the bank the other night, either here or down further, and actually went right past a homeless person sleeping. And the danger would be if they got up at night to go to the bathroom or go look for something to eat, and they trip over this alligator who's now on land, the alligator would instinctively spin and grab them and probably would kill them because they'd end up rolling into the lake and being drowned.
The local people are not the only ones at risk.
There's been a lot of reports that the cat population is declining, and I don't think the homeless are eating them. I'm going to throw this bread out into this open spot, and if the alligator is around and he's been fed, he should immediately respond. We'll see how long it takes. There's the alligator, and there he goes. That's a big alligator. Look at that. That didn't take 10 seconds for that alligator to come out from his ambush position and grab that bread.
To capture the beast, Todd and his assistant Guy are hatching a plan.
We're setting up a trap for this alligator. We're going to take a piece of rotten pig lung and put it on a shark hook and try to get the alligator to take it like a big fish would. We use pig lungs because they float on the surface, and alligators prefer to take their prey or food off the surface. Also, it's been rotten for about 2 weeks, so it has tremendous odor. They hunt by odor. This guy's so used to being fed, it looks like, that he may respond very quickly.
Todd has been a wildlife trapper for over 20 years, and when it comes to tackling gators, he loves a challenge. But right now, the gator's not taking Todd's bait.
This animal could very easily be 30 or 40 years old. He's been living in this urban environment for quite a while, and he's done that because he is not stupid.
With years of experience, Todd knows that gators can be cunning creatures.
That's a smart alligator. That's how these big alligators work. They're ambush predators. They lay silently and quietly with just their eyes and their nose out of the water until their prey item comes too close, and then in a split second they take it where there's no time to react. And an animal this size, even if he were to just get your hand or your foot and pull you in, he's going to drown you in this deep water. So this isn't a good situation. We're also pretty concerned here because the trees are going to cause us to get tangled up with him once we do engage him. So this is going to be a real tricky one to catch.
But Todd will never give up on a gator fight. In the state of Florida, there are over 1 million gators, one for every 14 people. Most are found in the swamps of the Everglades, but their natural habitat is slowly being eroded by real estate development. Any gator in a populated area is considered to be a danger and is removed. But not everyone regards the creatures with fear. The homeless people behind the shopping center look upon this gator as their friend.
Oh, they're gonna eat them marshmallows. Do this every morning now, every morning. We don't wanna see no critter people here.
On his last visit, Todd laid traps for the gator. Now he's back to see what he's caught.
I'm gonna check this bait guy, see if anything's been... Wait a minute, what's going on here? Somebody cut the line. Here, not only do we have to outsmart the alligator, we have to outsmart all these homeless people that are protecting the alligator. This big old smart alligator is tough enough on his own, but now I got a half a dozen homeless people I have to outsmart.
Todd's come up with an ingenious plan. He set up two decoy traps by the homeless camp for the local residents to find.
Well, that's about as good as we can do. Hopefully they'll sabotage the other baits and they'll not realize this one's here.
Will Todd's plan fool the homeless people and catch the gator? He'll be back in the morning to find out.
Well, we're back this morning to check the traps that we've set for the alligator. Yesterday we had a lot of sabotage and looks like we're having sabotage again. You can see that the float jug is now hanging from the tree. That was in the water.
This is the trap that Todd didn't want the homeless to find.
They're really giving me some trouble at this point.
This time, to stop the homeless from cutting the line, Todd's using thick steel cable.
Well, we'll see if this outsmarts our friends with their broken beer bottles and pocket knives. They literally, this time, are going to have to saw this tree down.
One of the homeless men is on first-name terms with the gator.
Nino!
The alligator's name's Nino.
Nino!
Nino.
Nino!
For many years, he's been feeding the gator, which he's nicknamed Nino.
15 years.
15 years. You feed him lunch here.
Yeah.
We're hearing more reports now that there is also a second alligator here, which makes sense. It probably is a female, which is keeping him happy, and he's got a plentiful food source. This guy doesn't even swim across the lake. He spends his entire life right along this one edge because that's as far as he has to go. Wakes up down here for chicken, goes over here in the afternoon for bread. These guys look out for him, and hopefully we can put some closure to it soon, because I'm tired of coming down here. I got other alligators to deal with.
The alligator's my friend. I've been feeding him over 5 years. I hate to see him go.
Now he's back to see if he's finally caught the gator.
Oh, there he is. We got the gator.
Todd has caught a gator, but it's too small to be Nino.
That's the female alligator.
All the same, it's a danger, and it's got to go. At the moment, the gator is subdued, but it could attack at any moment. Todd needs to be careful. This is a dangerous situation.
Need a big one anywhere?
Nope.
Even an experienced trapper like Todd can never take gators for granted.
Worst place to be when an alligator goes in a death roll is right next to him.
Did he get bit?
No, but that was close.
Under Florida law, a gator measuring under 4 feet is released into the Everglades. But gators have a homing instinct and often return to where they were caught. So a full-grown gator is too dangerous to release and is humanely euthanized.
One down, one more to go. We still have the large, very dangerous alligator, Nino. But we're making progress now that we've figured out a way to defeat the saboteurs.
The homeless people are still trying to outwit Todd.
You got old Wally.
We got one. I don't think it's your one, huh?
That's Wally.
Really?
That's it. That's all you're gonna get. There ain't no more.
But Todd knows full well that Nino, the large gator, is still out there and is still very much a danger. It's 6:30 a.m., and Todd is back to have another go at trapping Nino.
I saw him a minute ago. He's up under these trees, so what we want him to do is come out from the trees.
Once again, Todd finds himself under attack from the homeless. They regard Nino as a friend.
You're the one that violates the law, alligator control. What you need to do is control your mind. This critter ain't been pesky with no one. Ain't violated or hurt no one.
The homeless man attempts to scare the gator off. Todd calls for police backup.
If you hear Bubba, get going. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, Todd Hardwick. I need the police down here in Naranja Lakes. I'm about to get into it with a homeless guy. He's throwing rocks at the alligator and me. This thing's turning ugly right now.
Oh, I can do it because I'm a critter hunter. Y'all want to hurt something? Go hurt something that's hurting someone. Why you want to bother something that ain't hurting no one? Wrong what you're doing, you know it's wrong, and I know it's wrong. And you can grin all you want, Ponto.
Once this homeless gentleman came up and threw a tire on top of the alligator, he eliminated the possibility of catching this alligator today. He has scared the alligator. I mean, literally, that was a 30-pound object landing right on top of the alligator. So pretty much this morning is shot.
Todd's had enough of the homeless men wrecking his plans and wants the police to sort it out.
The homeless guys have been feeding these gators for years, and the one guy comes over and starts screaming at us. He's over there with the other two. He just needs to leave us alone and let us do our job.
Boy, I hear you're obstructing his man from doing his job.
No, sir, I'm not obstructing him.
He throw something in when he's trying to trap them?
He threw something in at the gators when he was trying to get the bait.
He brought this on himself. When they interfere with me and they start escalating into violence, I have a responsibility to protect Guy and myself and the public, which is means get rid of this alligator.
You guys don't bait, man.
The homeless man is arrested for harassment of a trapper, trespassing, and consumption and possession of an open container of alcohol. It's also discovered he has a parole violation. If found guilty, the penalty for each is up to 364 days in prison.
Not too smart for him not keeping a low profile.
Nino's been scared off, but Todd discovers another reason why the gator didn't take the bait today.
Y'all come at 6:30 to feed him. I already fed him at 5:30.
That's the problem.
Not that much Cuban bread. Your boy, he'd kick his head way back, you know. And you can see how long and big this. He's bigger than the other one. He's got a bigger girth, a lot longer, and he's got some long teeth.
I feed him.
Right, we're coming tomorrow morning, early.
Good, I'll be here too.
I want to feed him
what
tomorrow.
What time are you going to feed him?
At 6:30.
I'm going to feed him 5.
Come on now. Once again, we're leaving without Nino. The current score is Nino 7, Trappers 0. But tomorrow, I feel lucky.
It's been another frustrating day for Todd, but he's still determined to get his gator. Todd has decided to take his battle with the gator onto the water, where the homeless people can't interfere.
Hang on!
But first, Todd and his assistant Guy have to find Nino, and the best way is in the dark.
We now have a distinct advantage. An alligator's eyes will light up at a distance of well over a mile. So Guy has taken out our high-powered spotlight. It actually is 1 million candle power. And any alligator that's on this lake tonight on the surface, his eyes are going to light up. And he shines, light up long here. This is where Nino is going to be. Oh, what did you just do? You broke it.
With no light, there's no gator.
This has been one of those nights.
And now, there's no engine.
This is not good. This alligator seems to somehow put a jinx on us. Every time we've come out here, we've had problems, whether it's sabotage or homeless people screaming at us and threatening us to...
Sinking
or taking on water. I never had these kind of troubles with any other alligator except for Nino. So anyhow, if we can get the boat started and without a light, find our way across the lake, we're going back to the truck and we're going to give this one to Nino. Nino. I'm gonna drink a cold one for you tonight, buddy. Go a little forward.
Go down.
This gator is proving to be Todd's biggest ever challenge. Will he ever catch it?
As much as we need to catch El Nino, somehow, inside, part of me's rooting for El Nino. It's hard to explain. I've caught hundreds and hundreds of alligators, and every now and then, one comes along that's a very worthy adversary, and you respect them, and you kind of hate to see them lose. So I can kind of live with going home without El Nino tonight.
For now, Nino is the master of the lake.
You've been listening to an Animal Planet feature presentation.